Welcome to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. Now, here's your host, Derek Evans.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Hometown 1340 AM WLVL, streaming at WLVL.com. It is the evening of February 29th, and we are live here with match 24 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. Last hour, we concluded with match 23, and so this is our we are now in match 24, and this is our final match of the regular season. I'm your host, Derek Evans. I'd like to say hello to our producer, Randy, and I think Randy's going to introduce someone. Hey, Randy.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I got to step out. I'm not going to be able to stay here for the whole show. So Eric Cook is taking over for me for the rest of the show. But it is the last show of the season and before playoffs. And it's been great doing this. And I look forward to the playoffs coming up.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Randy. And so now for this match, it looks like our producer is going to be Eric Cook, who you may know from Wake Up Niagara or Tradio. Hello, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Derek. Boy, you're doing a great job today. The kids are all really on their game today. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It is, yeah, and there's a lot at stake. I'll get to that in a moment. But it's great to have you here, Eric, and thanks for filling in for Randy for this final match.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
All right. In today's match, we have Clarence, coached by Mary Nichols, Starpoint, coached by Al Franco, and Medina, coached by Jeff Dole. Now, a quick note on what's at stake in this final season match. Let's see. Starpoint and Medina are both guaranteed a spot in the playoff. Actually, the first seed has been locked in by Wilson, so they will be given a direct spot in the final match on March 6th. So they'll be in the final, and Starpoint and Medina have locked in their places for the playoffs, but they are battling to see who can end the season at rank 2. So one of them will end at rank 2, and one of them will end at rank 3. And the advantage there, of course, again, is for the playoff match in the second round, rank 2 will go first in round 2, regardless of the score in round 1, followed by rank 3, and the fourth seed would be the final school to go in round 2. So there's a slight advantage there, and Starpoint and Medina are battling it out to get that slight advantage. And then Clarence is sort of a wild card here. If they are able to end the match at first place, then they will knock out Akron and take that final playoff spot. And if not, then Akron will take that final playoff spot. So there is quite a bit here at stake in this final match, and we'll see how things turn out. Before we start, let's see who's on each team. We'll start here with Clarence. Who do we have?
Hi, I'm Adriana Cola Franceschi. I'm a junior, and I'd like to give a shout out to my family, friends, my teachers, Mrs. Nichols, Mighty Taco, Randy, who's not in the booth anymore, who has left, and Eric, now who's not in the booth.
Nice. All right.
Hi, I'm Gabby. I'm a junior. I'd like to give a shout-out to Miss Nichols, D. Smith, Eric, my mom, my brother, Jamie, and Adriana.
Hi, I'm Jameson. I'm a junior, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Gabby, Adriana, Miss Nichols, and D. Smith, that he does not destroy us with the physics test tomorrow.
All right. I like that you're shouting out each other here in the people sitting right next to you. I like that. All right. And Jameson, any news from Clarence that you'd like to share?
Our musical Aida is in April. Clarence's Science Olympiad team is going to States, which will be held at LeMoyne College in Syracuse on March 15th and 16th.
Very cool. All right. Thank you, Clarence. On to Starpoint. Who do we have here?
I'm Zach, and in honor of Drake being at the Key Bake Center, my favorite Drake song is Champagne Poetry.
Did you get to see that, by the way?
I unfortunately was not able to get tickets.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Frankie. I am a senior, and my favorite Drake song is Nonstop.
And did you get to see him?
Unfortunately not.
No. Okay.
My name is Charlie. I'm a senior, and my favorite Drake song is Look What You've Done.
And did you get to see him?
I actually did.
Oh, you did? Wow, and how was it?
It was great.
Oh, very fun time.
All right. Excellent. Well, congrats on getting a chance to see that. Very cool. Zach, any news from Starpoint?
Our Lock Into Lockout cancer event last weekend raised over $17,000. Our play Mamma Mia premieres March 8th, 9th, and 10th next weekend. Our boys varsity hockey team ended their campaign with a 3-1 loss to Kent East in the semifinals. Girls varsity basketball has a game right now. And then we have a few indoor track and field athletes, pole vaulters, and distance runners who are currently competing in states.
All right. Excellent. Last but not least, we have Medina. Who do we have here in Medina?
I'm Alex, and I'm a senior.
I'm Cole Hughes. I'm a freshman. I'd like to wish a happy late birthday to my Aunt Katie, and I'd like to say thanks to all my family members who've listened all season long.
Nice.
I'm Dan, and I'm a junior.
All right, excellent. And Cole, you have some family in Australia, right?
Yeah.
So is that some of the family you're shouting out to? That's very cool. So we have some listeners in Australia. That's cool to hear. All right, Alex, any news from Medina?
Our spring sports are going to be starting on March 11th. Tomorrow and Saturday are our All County Music Fest for the junior high band and the senior high chorus, and that's going to be at Kendall High School. Our Winter Guard has a competition at Lancaster on Saturday. Practices for our musical are in full swing, Les Miserables. Performances will take place on March 15th, 16th, and 17th. Tomorrow is our marching band basket raffle, so it's at 7 o'clock. Please be there. A lot of baskets. And shout out to Eric in the booth.
All right. Excellent. All right. So those are our teams. A big thank you to our sponsors, Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, a big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying the participants with public skate tickets. And also, if you haven't yet, we have the WLVL backpacks by the door there. Grab that on your way out if you'd like. All right. Well, let's get started here with round one, the first of three rounds here. All right, so round one will consist of 15 buzzer questions worth 5 points each. For every 3 buzzer questions that a school gets correct, there will be a bonus question worth 15 points reserved only for that school to answer. After all 15 buzzer questions are asked, we will conclude round one with an audio excerpt question worth 30 points. And let's get started here with round one. All right. Our first buzzer question here for 5 points. Triangle ABC with angles in a ratio of 2 to 3 to 5 is inscribed in a circle. What is the degree measure of the smallest angle? Once again, triangle ABC with angles in a ratio of 2 to 3 to 5 is inscribed in a circle. What is the degree measure of the smallest angle? All right, we've got Zach from Starpoint.
36.
36 is correct. 5 points there, too. Starpoint, on to the next question. 4 5 points. It's just a narrow creek about 30 miles long, but it caught America's attention on July 21st, 1861, and again on... All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
Bull Run.
Bull Run is exactly correct. 5 points there, too. Clarence, on to the next question. All right, 4 5 points. The Suwannee River is located in Florida. The University of the South is also referred to by that name, but it's spelled... All right, we have Cole from Medina.
S-E-W-A-N-E-E.
That is not correct, because that's not what we were looking for, unfortunately. It's spelled with an E after the first letter, and it's located in the town of Suwannee, S-E-W-A-N-E-E. In what state would you find the University of the South? In what state would you find the University of the South? All right, Zach from Starpoint.
Alabama.
Alabama, no. And I think Clarence is the last team left, so I'll give you a moment before we move on. All right, Jameson from Clarence.
Georgia.
Georgia, no, the answer here, Tennessee. All right, on to the next question.
His buzzer wasn't working, by the way.
Yeah, my buzzer was a little iffy.
Can you press that again for me here? Okay, all right, we'll keep an eye on it.
Okay.
All right, next buzzer question for 5 points. Its head is typically too brittle for metalwork, more suitable for a ball peen. Its distinctive feature provides leverage for a carpenter during deconstruction or after making a mistake, the head of which specific type of hammer has one side to drive in nails and another side to pull them out. Once again, the head of which specific type of hammer has one side to drive in nails and another side to pull them out. Give you another moment before we move on. All right, we have Zach from Starpoint.
Standard hammer.
Standard hammer, no. And Clarence or Medina, a chance at this if you'd like it before we move on. All right, we have Gabby from Clarence.
Carpenter's hammer.
Carpenter's hammer, no. And Medina, a chance at this before we move on. All right, Alex from Medina.
Regular hammer.
Regular hammer, nope. The answer here, claw hammer. Claw hammer. All right, next buzzer question for 5 points. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We have Jameson from Clarence.
A Tale of Two Cities.
Tale of Two Cities is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Clarence. On to the next question. All right, 4 5 points. Emma Scott alludes to what two wars in the following verses? 'Twas Albert Sidney Johnston led the columns of the gray, like Hector on the plains of Troy, his presence. All right, we have Dan from Medina.
The Civil War and the Trojan War.
Yes, that is correct. Trojan War and Civil War. 5 points there to Medina. On to the next question. All right, for 5 points, it's the angle made by drawing first a line from the center of the Earth to the intersection of the prime meridian and the equator, and then another line from the center of the Earth to any other point on the equator. What is this measurement called? All right, we have Frankie from Starpoint.
Hemisphere.
Hemisphere, no. Clarence or Medina, a chance at this. All right, Jameson from Clarence.
Longitude?
Yes, longitude is correct. 5 points there to Clarence. That brings Clarence to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Clarence, for 15 possible points. Give the volume of a cylinder in cubic inches with diameter of 2 inches and height of 1 inch. Give the volume of a cylinder in cubic inches with a diameter of 2 inches and height of 1 inch. I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
A cylinder. Yeah, that's 4 3/4 square,
right?
That's it.
All right, do you have an answer, Jameson?
4 cubic centimeters.
4 cubic centimeters. Close. The answer here, pi cubic inches. So those points will go unawarded, and on to another buzzer question. All right, 4 or 5 points. The Holstein breed of cattle originated in the Netherlands in the late 1700s. These black and white cows now produce more than 90% of all the milk used in the United States. But the old duchy of Holstein has nothing to do with the original Holstein cows, and it's not in Holland at all. All right, we have Alex from Medina.
Germany.
Germany, yeah, it is correct. 5 points there to Medina. On to the next question. All right, for 5 points, everyone needs sleep, and it's not just the amount that matters, as first discovered in 1953 by Nathaniel Kleitman, author of Sleep and Wakefulness. Give the name for the sleep stage during which... All right, Zach from Starpoint.
REM sleep.
Yeah, REM sleep is correct. 5 points there to Starpoint. All right, on to the next question. All right, for 5 points... And after these things, I saw 4 angels standing on the 4 corners of the earth, holding the 4 winds of the earth. This we read in which biblical book? All right, Jameson from Clarence.
Revelations.
Revelation is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Clarence. On to the next question. All right, 4 or 5 points. If a certain share of stock opened at 6 1/4 and closed at 8 1/2, what was the percentage rise in the price of that stock for that day? If a certain share of stock opened at 6 1/4 and closed at 8 1/2, what was the percentage rise? All right, Jameson from Clarence.
25%.
25, no. All right, Alex from Medina.
50%.
50, no. And Starpoint, a chance at this. All right, Frankie from Starpoint.
30%.
30, close. Closer, 36% would be the answer there. On to the next question. All right, 4 or 5 points. Its symphony orchestra is considered one of the top 5 in the U.S. This metropolis of the Western Reserve's location between the coal fields of Pennsylvania and the iron mines of Minnesota made it a rapidly growing industrial center in the 19th century. All right, we have Alex from Medina.
Chicago.
Chicago, no. a transportation hub. It is located on Lake Erie. All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
Cleveland.
Cleveland is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Clarence, and on to the next question. All right, for 5 points, the Knoop and Vickers scales are more up-to-date and much more accurate than this better-known scale. Its drawbacks include its non-linearity and difficulty in comparing some fine-grained materials using the scratch test. Name this scale on which talc rates a 1. All right, we have Zach from Starpoint.
The Mohs hardness scale.
That is exactly correct. 5 points there to Starpoint. That brings Starpoint to a bonus question, so this is just for you, Starpoint, for 15 possible points. What two-word phrase indicates the military policy to destroy the surrounding countryside so that an opposing army can make no use of it?
Scorched earth.
Scorched earth is correct. Yeah, 15 points there to Starpoint, and back to a buzzer question. All right, for 5 points, Thomas Friedman has written extensively on this subject in his books, The Lexus and The Olive Tree and The World is Flat. Name this relatively recent phenomenon in international economics about increasingly interconnected worldwide markets. Once again, name this. All right, Jameson from Clarence.
Globalization.
Globalization is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Clarence. That brings Clarence to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Clarence, for 15 possible points. In the sentence, the air turned hot, the word hot is what kind of adjective? Once again, in the sentence, the air turned hot, the word hot is what kind of adjective? I'll give you 10 seconds.
Descriptive?
Descriptive. No, we were looking for a predicate adjective. Predicate adjective. All right, and on to our final question, buzzer question of round one. All right, it first appeared on a Beatles recording when George played it on Norwegian wood after learning how to play it from Nora Jones's father, Ravi Shankar. All right, we have Gabby from Clarence.
Sitar.
Sitar is correct. 5 points there to Clarence. And that'll do it for the buzzer portion. We now enter into the audio portion. So grab the blank paper and writing utensil there. I will ask a question related to an audio excerpt. I'll then play the audio excerpt for you. I'll ask the question again, and then I'll give you 10 seconds. During that time, feel free to discuss the answer with your team and lock it in by writing it on the paper there in front of you. The question is, the music you are about to hear is the theme from an Academy Award-winning movie. Listen and identify the movie, or tell me who composed the music. All right, so you're going to give me the name of the movie or the name of the composer. And here is the excerpt. So once again, that music is the theme from an Academy Award winning movie. Identify either the movie or tell me who composed the music. I'll give you 10 seconds to continue discussing and then locking in your answer. All right, it looks like everyone is locked in. We're going to start here with Clarence. Let's see. Titanic, okay. Starpoint, Space Jam, and Medina, Miracle. All right, the answer here, Chariots of Fire, and the composer, Vangelis. So those points will go unawarded, and that'll do it for round one. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll enter into round two. So stick around. This is match 24 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County, Confer Plastics manufactures a wide variety of consumer goods. You can buy their popular patio furniture at leisureaccents.com. Their classic snow sleds can be found at theretroracer.com. A 11. All of their products are proudly made in the USA, and your purchase supports 150 hardworking families. Confer Plastics, celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County. ConferPlastics.com.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers number one value for a community college in Western New York. 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. Hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs for solar electric technician, criminal justice, and healthcare. On-campus student housing. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Middleport Tractor, serving their customers for over 50 years, and they're proud to be a member of your community. Thank you to all of our customers, from Dave, Chris, and Jim. Middleport Tractor is best known for their top-notch sales and service departments with an excellent supply of original parts and accessories. Middleport Tractor, a local business that cares about customer satisfaction. Shop their store, located on Route 31 in Middleport, or visit MiddleportTractor.net. Wishing the best to this year's Scholastic Bowl competitors. Go Roihart!
Going where other radio stations don't dare tread. The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano. You'll hear about paranormal activity, in-depth analysis of the news of the day, with stories that didn't make it to the front page, and much more. From the obscure to the intelligent to the absurd. The only guarantee is you won't know what's coming next. The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano. Weeknights, overnights, 1 to 5 a.m. on Hometown WLVL, 1340 a.m. Recess is over. Let's get back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Back. You are listening to 1340 AM WLVL and streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. This is match 24 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl, brought to you by Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying all the participants tonight with public skate tickets. I'm your host, Derek Evans. Today we have Clarence, coached by Mary Nichols, Star Point, coached by Al Franco, and Medina, coached by Jeff Dole. After round one, the current score is Clarence takes an early lead with 35, followed by Starpoint 30 and Medina 10. So once again, Clarence 35, Starpoint 30, Medina 10, and we have two more rounds to go. Round two is a 60-second speed round. Each school will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions worth 10 points each in a chosen category. If a school answers all 10 questions correctly, they'll be awarded an additional 20 bonus points. A player can say pass to a question to render that question as incorrectly answered and move on to the next question. After the 60-second speed rounds, we will end round two with a redemption buzzer round where all the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs for any school to answer and worth 10 points each. Let's get started here with round two, and we like to give the team with the fewest number of points after round one the ability to go first. So, Medina, you get to choose your category first. The categories are novels, hodgepodge, dogs, or operas. I'll give you a few moments to discuss.
Hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge. All right. So, Medina, I will start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. Your category is hodgepodge, and the first question is, what is the REP short for in the theater world's Seattle Rep?
Pass.
All right, next question. What is Liberty holding in her left hand in the Statue of Liberty?
Some sort of tablet.
Tablet is correct. Next question. Dow Chemical says this trademark polystyrene insulation material isn't used for cups as often thought.
Styrofoam?
Styrofoam is correct. Next question. These family emblems go back to the Crusaders' robes, which were emblazoned with heraldic symbols.
Crest.
That is correct. Next question. Which weapon would you find on the Saudi Arabian flag?
Sword.
That is correct. What two-word expression indicates widespread temperature changes that result from human activity?
Climate change
is not what we're looking for. What gas causes the explosive reaction that pops the cork off the bottle of champagne? What gas?
Pass.
All right, next question. The Blue Angels, and I will finish that question since I started it. The Blue Angels are part of what branch of the U.S. military?
Navy.
Navy is correct. All right. And we now move to Starpoint. Your categories are novels, dogs, or operas.
Novels.
Novels. All right. All right. So, Starpoint, for this category, you're going to identify the book in which the line occurs. I will give you the line, and you're going to give me the name of the book. All right. I will start that 60-second timer after I ask the first question. Your category, again, is novels. And the first question is, "No room, no room," they cried out when they saw Alice coming.
Alice in Wonderland.
That's correct. Next question. I am Dorothy, the small and meek. I have come to you for help.
Wizard of Oz.
That is correct. Next question. Old Marley was as dead as a doornail.
Old Yeller.
Incorrect. Next question. Say, Jim, I'll fetch the water if you'll whitewash some.
Huckleberry Finn.
Huckleberry Finn.
That is incorrect. Next question. And thus came the young Lord Greystroke into the kingship of the apes.
Planet of the Apes.
Incorrect. Next question. It's so dreadful to be poor, sighed Meg, looking down at her old dress.
Pass.
So I called myself Pip and came to be called Pip.
Great Expectations.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. Mary, I have been married to Mr. Rochester this morning.
Pass.
I came on shore here on the 30th of September, 1659.
Pass.
She goes next before him, is gone. The knitting women count 22. I'll give you a chance to answer that. Once again, she goes next before him, is gone. The knitting women count 22.
Little Women.
That is incorrect, and that'll do it for your category. And we move now to Clarence. Your categories are dogs or operas?
Dogs.
Dogs, all right. For this category, Clarence, I will give the breed, and you will identify them as either working dog, toy dog, or sporting dog, all right? I will give you the breed. You will identify it as either working dog, toy dog, or sporting dog. I will start that 60-second timer after I ask the first question. Your category, again, is dogs. The first question is St. Bernard.
Toy dog.
Incorrect. Next question. Pekingese.
That's a toy dog.
Toy dog.
That is correct. Next one. Golden retriever.
Working dog.
Incorrect. Next one. Siberian husky.
Working dog.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. Maltese.
Toy dog.
That is correct. Next one. Irish setter.
Working dog.
Incorrect. Boxer.
Sporting dog.
Incorrect. Next one. Pug.
Toy dog.
That is correct. Cocker spaniel.
Toy. No.
Toy. Okay. Incorrect. And next and last one, Doberman pincher.
Working.
Working is correct. All right, and that'll do it for the speed round. We now enter into the redemption buzzer round. All the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs, and I will ask these in the same order that they appeared during the speed rounds, and I will announce every time I clear the buzzer. So if you have memorized the order and know the answer, buzz in before I ask the question. That is totally okay. All right. I will clear the buzzers now for the first question. All right. What is the rep short for in the theater world's Seattle rep? All right. Frankie from Starpoint.
Representative.
Representative, no. All right, we have Gabby from Clarence.
Repetition.
Repetition, no. All right, Alex from Medina.
Repertoire.
Repertoire, closer. We were looking for a repertory. Repertory. So those points will go unawarded. And on to the next question. I will clear the buzzer. All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
Global warming.
Global warming, yes, is what we were looking for there. The question was, what two-word expression indicates widespread temperature changes that result from human activity? We're looking for global warming on that one. 10 points there to Clarence. On to the next question. All right, we have Charlie from Starpoint.
Carbon.
Carbon, no. All right, Adriana from Clarence.
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide was what we were looking for there. 10 points there to Clarence, and on to the next question. All right, Old Marley, and we have Dan from Medina.
Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol is correct. Yeah, 10 points there to Medina, and clearing the buzzers. All right, we have Alex from Medina.
Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer is correct. Yep, that one was Say, Jim, I'll fetch the water if you'll whitewash some. 10 points there to Medina, clearing the buzzers. And thus came the young Lord Greystoke into the kingship of the apes. All right, we have a Charlie from Starpoint.
2001 Space Odyssey.
2001 Space Odyssey, no. And Clarence or Medina, a chance at this. And thus came the young Lord Greystoke into the kingship of the apes. Give you a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. The answer here, Tarzan of the Apes. All right, next question, clearing the buzzers. It's so dreadful to be poor, sighed Meg, looking down at her old dress. It's so dreadful to be poor, sighed Meg, looking down at her old dress. I'll give you a moment before we move on. All right, Zach from Starpoint.
Cinderella.
Cinderella, no. One more moment. All right, we're going to move on. Little Women was the answer to that one. Clearing the buzzers. All right, next question. Mary, I have been married to Mr. Rochester this morning. Once again, Mary, I have been married to Mr. Rochester this morning. Give this one a moment. All right, we have Gabby from Clarence.
Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice, no. Starpoint or Medina, chance at this before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. Jane Eyre. All right, next question, clearing the buzzers. I came on shore here on the 30th of September, 1659. Give this one a moment. All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice, no. All right, Charlie from Starpoint.
This is just a guess, but Count of Monte Cristo.
Count of Monte Cristo, no. And Medina, chance at this before we move on. I'll give you a moment. All right, we're going to move on. This one was Robinson Crusoe and clearing the buzzers. All right, we have Alex from Medina.
Working.
What was that?
Working.
Working, no. All right, we have Zach from Starpoint.
Sport.
Sport, no. Oh, and Jameson from Clarence.
Toy.
Toy, no. The question here was, she goes next before him, is gone. The knitting women count 22. That was a tale of two cities, so those points will go unawarded, and I will clear the buzzers. All right, and Adriana from Clarence.
Working.
Working is correct. Yeah, this one was St. Bernard, and working is correct, so 10 points there to Clarence. I will clear the buzzers. All right, Golden Retriever. We've got Adriana again from Clarence.
Sporting.
Sporting is correct. Yeah, 10 points there to Clarence, and I will clear the buzzers. All right, we have Irish Setter. All right, we have Gabby from Clarence.
Sporting.
Sporting is correct. Yeah, 10 points there to Clarence, and clearing the buzzers. All right, Boxer. Is that, let's see, Gabby again from Clarence.
Working?
Working is correct, yes. And clearing the buzzers. Cocker Spaniel. All right, we have Zach from Starpoint.
Sporting.
Sporting is correct. 10 points there to Starpoint. And let's see. And I think that'll do it. Yeah, that'll do it for the redemption buzzer questions. So we're going to take another short break. When we return, we'll come back. We'll close out the match with round three. So don't go away. This is match 24 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings account, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Grab your swimsuits and get ready to take the polar plunge. The Alcott Lions Polar Bear Swim First Sight happens Sunday, March 3rd. Swimmers will frolic in the frigid waters of Lake Ontario to help raise money to support those in need across Western New York. Join WLVL as we broadcast live from Kroll Park from noon to 3. Brought to you by the Michelle Farina Agency, Middleport Tractor, Lockport Housing Authority, Pruden and Kant Funeral Home, Watts Brothers Electric, Niagara Implement, and Roberts Roofing and Siding. Take your seats. Time for another round of Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You are listening to 1340 AM WLVL. We are live with Match 24 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and we have just finished rounds 1 and 2. Current score is Clarence maintains their lead with 145, followed by Medina 80 and Starpoint 70. Once again, Clarence 145, Medina 80, and Starpoint 70. And we have one more round to go. Round 3 is a buzzer round similar to round 1, except now there are 8 buzzer questions up for grabs and worth 10 points each. After every single correctly answered question, there will be a bonus question worth 20 points. So let's get started here with our final round. All right, our first buzzer question for 10 points. Who was Thomas Jefferson's vice president? And we have Alex from Medina.
Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr is correct. We would also accept George Clinton there. So 10 points there to Medina. And here's your bonus question for 20 possible points. The last upside-down year was 1961. That is, you can turn 1961 upside down without changing its value. When will the next upside-down year occur? I'll give you 10 seconds. All right, Alex from Medina, got an answer?
3,000.
No, the answer, 6,009. 6,009. All right, back to a buzzer question. Back open for anyone here for 10 points. This six-letter word starting with E is used to describe a substance that induces vomiting. Once again, this... All right, we have Charlie from
Starbuck.
Epikek, no. This six-letter word starting with E is used to describe a substance that induces vomiting. Give this one more moment before we move on. All right, the answer here, emetic, E-M-E-T-I-C, emetic. All right, next question. All right, for 10 points, these structures constructed by the Cordillera tribes of the Philippines became the first ever property included on the World Heritage List cultural landscape category. The Incas adopted these structures, which had existed in the Andes for centuries prior, allowing them to feed the populations. We have Alex from Medina.
Terraces.
That is correct. Terraces or terrace farming. 10 points there to Medina. And I will give you your bonus question here for 20 possible points. From what Caribbean island did the English sea dog Henry Morgan launch his bold raids against the Spanish fleet?
Jamaica.
I will give you 10 seconds.
Jamaica.
Jamaica is correct. Yeah, 20 points there to Medina, and back to a buzzer question. All right. Back open for anyone here for 10 points. Change one letter in each word to create a common maxim. All right. So again, change one letter in each word to create a common maxim. And here is the maxim. I, and just the letter I, switch is tire sales fine. So once again, you're going to change one letter in each word to create a common maxim. And it starts with the letter I, and then switch is tire sales fine. I switch is tire sales fine. I'll give you a moment to try to figure that out. All right, Frankie from Starpoint.
I switch tire fine sale.
No. Once again, we're going to change one letter in each word to create a common maxim. Clarence or Medina, a chance at this. I, the letter I, switch is tire sales fine. We're going to create a common maxim. Give you another moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. This was tricky. The answer, a stitch in time saves nine. A tricky question there. All right, on to the next question for 10 points. All right, she had grown up with order. She was used to it. Under the pitiless double assaults of her mother and grandmother, the cottage where she lived was always squeaking clean, mopped and swept and scoured in limp submission. There was no room for carelessness, no putting things off until later. In what book by Natalie Babbitt, made into a 2002 film starring Alexis Bledel as a Winnie, do we read that passage? What book by Natalie Babbitt? Give you another moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move. Oh, okay, we got Charlie from Starpoint.
Little Women.
Little Women, no. All right, Jameson from Clarence.
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Perks of Being a Wallflower, no. And Medina, chance this before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. The answer here, Tuck Everlasting. All right, next question. Moldovan from 1946 to 1989, Romanian up to the 19th century, and again from 1940 to 1989, Romani, but only in a few countries, including Bulgaria and Serbia, Kurdish also, but only in the former Soviet Union nations. What is the common link for these languages? A feature... All right, we have Frankie from Starpoint.
Cyrillic alphabet.
That is correct. Yeah, 10 points there. Two Starpoint and a chance at a 20-point bonus question. So this is just for you, Starpoint, for 20 possible points. He served as congressman, executive department head, party chairman, and vice president before winning election to the presidency, succeeding the popular two-term incumbent under whom he served his vice presidency and serving one term. Who was this George H.W. Bush of the 19th century? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
Grant?
Grant, nope. We were looking for Martin Van Buren. Martin Van Buren for that one. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, identify Mark Twain's dates. He was born in the year Halley's Comet appeared in the 19th century and died in the year it reappeared in the 20th century. So give me his dates, the year he was born and the year he died. Born in the year Halley's Comet appeared in the 19th century and died when it reappeared in the 20th century. All right, we have Frankie from Starpoint.
1820 to 1902.
Not correct, no. All right, Clarence or Medina, chance at this before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. Another tricky one. 1835 to 1910 was the answer to that. And on to our last buzzer question. All right, for 10 points, one of these aircraft was used to drop the glamorous Glennis, the Bell X-1 aircraft, which Chuck Yeager flew to break the sound barrier. In the Berlin airlift, food and supplies were brought in what kind of military aircraft? The same type as the boxcar and Enola Gay, which dropped the atomic... All right, we have Zach from Starpoint.
Flying Fortress? Super Fortress?
Yes, that is correct. 10 points there. Two, Starpoint, and we'll end the round here with a final bonus question for you, Starpoint, for 20 possible points. This name was used for the Southern Kingdom left to Rehoboam after the revolt of the northern tribes in 930 BC. This fourth son of Jacob, born of Leah, suggested a sale to Arabic merchants to prevent the murder of Joseph. Name this father of the tribe, which includes David and Jesus. I'll give you 10 seconds.
Abraham.
Abraham, nope. We were looking for Judah there. So that'll do it for round three. And we're going to take a quick break. This is match 24 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. We're going to come back and announce the winner of this evening's match, and I'll let you know how that all pans out for the postseason, the playoffs, who makes the playoffs. And so we'll get to all that when we return. This is 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings account, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org. Want to save money and support local business at the same time? Then tune in to Dial a Deal every Saturday morning, 7 to 10 on WLVL. Get great deals for your favorite local businesses. Save on pizza, wings, spa treatments, oil changes, clothing, and flowers, just to name a few. Who doesn't love saving money and supporting local business? Just get that dialing finger ready and call in when you hear the deal you want. You do the dialing, we'll do the dealing. That's Dial a Deal every Saturday morning, 7 to 10 on WLVL. Streaming live at WLVL.com.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you won't find PTSD by looking at a thermometer. Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a bandage. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, call 1-800-662-HELP for free and confidential information and treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
If it's happening in Niagara County, you'll hear about it on Wake Up Niagara. Join John Mazur with Niagara's newsmakers on the Niagara's Choice Voice Line. Hear local headlines with Hank Nevins and on-the-hour updates from Fox News. Tune in for traffic updates with Eric Cook and the Hardy Marble Time Saver Traffic Report. Turn back time with Century Flashback and test your knowledge with Trivia Teaser. Wake Up Niagara with John Mazur, Eric Cook, and Hank Nevins. Weekday morning 6 to 9 on Hometown WLVL, 1340 AM. Time to get back to the action. Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
And we are back with the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. I'm your host, Eric Evans. I want to give one more big thank you to our sponsors, Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying all our participants tonight with public skate tickets. All right, so after three exciting rounds, we have our final scores. In third place tonight, Starpoint with 90. In second place, Medina, 120. And in first place today, Clarence. Congratulations, Clarence, on your win tonight. You end the match with 145. So once again, Clarence, 145. Medina, 120, and Starpoint, 90. Now, I'm just going to take a quick moment here to discuss what this all means, the implications of this. So as we stated earlier, Clarence needed to clinch that first spot in order to make it to the playoffs, and they did so. And so they inch past Akron and make it to that final third spot in the playoffs. They end the season at the fourth seed, and so we will be seeing Clarence in the playoff on March 5th. That's Tuesday, next Tuesday. And so the playoff will look like Starpoint. Well, Starpoint ends the season at the second seed. Medina ends the season at the third seed, and Clarence at the fourth. So we will have Starpoint, Medina, and Clarence in the playoff on March 5th, and they will be playing for a spot at the final match on Wednesday, March 6th, against Wilson, who ends the season at the first seed. So congratulations to everyone, really. Everyone sort of wins here tonight because everyone, actually, this is exactly what the playoff will look like. It will be these three teams right here. And another quick note, I know I've mentioned this before, but for the playoff, because Starpoint ends at the second seed, they will start round two regardless of the score in round one. So Starpoint will go first in round two, Medina will go second, and Clarence will go third in round two. So that's a little sneak peek at the playoff there. Before we go, I want to check back in with Eric and see if Eric had any favorite fact or moment of the match.
Well, I've had a lot of fun producing the show. Thanks for having me, Derek. And I brought back a lot of memories when you played Chariots of Fire.
Yes.
Because it's a diatonic major scale is the melody of that. And when I was a fledgling musician, I saw Glenn Campbell play it on the bass guitar on the Glenn Campbell Good Time Show. And I said, I got to go figure that out. So at the ripe old age of 10, I think I ran up to my bedroom and figured out how to play Chariots of Fire on a bass guitar.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I like the image of you at 10 years old playing Chariots of Fire in your bass. Very cool. Yeah, nice little personal connection there. Well, it was great having you as producer, Eric, and hope you can come back again at some point.
Well, I should hope so. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was fantastic. All right, well, that concludes a match 24 and our final regular season match. Once again, our next match will be the playoff match next Tuesday, March 5th. And again, it will be Starpoint versus Medina versus Clarence. If you'd like to listen to previously aired episodes or check on the rankings or up-to-date statistics, the calendar, any of that stuff, go to WLVL.com/Scholastic-Bowl. That's WLVL.com/Scholastic-Bowl. Once again, tonight's score, Clarence 145, Medina 120, and Starpoint 90. This is 1340 AM WLVL. I'm Derek Evans, and please have a great night, everyone.
All right, hang on. I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings, animalculous, and short in matters, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general. All right, now stay with me. I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the facts historical, from Marathon to Waterloo, in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations both for simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. Oh, lot of news. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings, animalculous, and short in matters, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the daddy model of a modern major.
You've been listening to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. For the complete season schedule and standings, go to WLVL.com.